Understanding advanced glycation end products, ages. Understanding what is your age, which is not a chronologic, but what is your level of advanced glycation end products. And it turns out that glucose causes damage to cells via glycation. It increases vascular permeability. Arterial stiffness goes way up. Vasodilation is inhibited by interfering with nitric oxide. Reactive oxygen species increase, and inflammatory cells, macrophages, which induce the secretion of cytokines, which also call upon more inflammatory cells to help protect and repair. But in the protection and repair, they cause increased damage to cells, oxidative stress, which damages the microvascular spaces, the cellular membranes. Phospholipids are damaged. The internal structures of the cytoplasm and mostly the mitochondria are damaged. This reduces the production of energy, ATP, within the cell. It prevents the conversion of acetyl-CoA into creating ATP. This is the real damage of the body. Oxidative stress and advanced glycation end products, which bind to a receptor somewhere in the body, likely everywhere, cause Alzheimer's, depression, anxiety, gastrointestinal disorders, with inflammation in the gut due to a combination of high glucose, which creates AGEs, likely other antigens and molecules, which basically create an inflammatory reaction in our bodies. It's really very simple. Glucose and carbohydrates, and likely a high protein consumption in our gut, and the constant consumption of food rather than the intermittent ingestion or feasting. That means we call it intermittent fasting, but we should really focus on the intermittent feasting. Eat once or less a day. That means once every day before you go to rest, or every few days, is probably all the fuel you need. The idea of getting on a treadmill and burning our calories that we've consumed to make us healthier is like figuring out that taking your Ferrari to the racetrack five times a day is going to make it last longer. And the opposite is true. Look up advanced glycation end products and receptors to AGEs, and you'll learn something that I and most doctors don't even understand. That glucose, yes, it is a precursor to the energy we use. That means acetyl-CoA. Glucose is converted in the liver to fatty acids, triglycerides, which are deposited in the liver than every other place in the body, along with amino acids. They do the same thing, by the way. They create ketogenic molecules, acetoacetate, beta-hydroxybutyrate, and acetone. Basically, they're the precursor to acetyl-CoA, which is the precursor in the Krebs cycle, or the molecule that fuels the Krebs cycle in order to create ATP, which is the energy to run every function of your body. Without fuel, like gasoline, jet fuel, or a nuclear power plant, which makes plutonium or other molecules that are fuel for everything that we utilize in our lives, like fire energy, we're converting one molecule to another and creating heat, like the heat that boils water in a contained vessel and makes the power of a steam engine. Glucose and amino acids are the precursors to ATP. But ultimately, because we eat like a cow and a pig, there's a lot of glucose running through our vessels, through our interstitial spaces, in our cytoplasm and nuclear environment. It causes damage, which causes mutations that we think are the cause of the cancers and the diseases, but in fact, it's just another byproduct of glycation. Glycosylation is the normal binding of glucose to a molecule that converts it into what it's meant to be. And this is the key to aging. We consume too much, too often, and too much variety. Narrow it down. Remember, you are a Ferrari. A plant-based diet is not our main stay of survival, but you can live on that. You need to stretch out your meals even further, simplify them even more, narrow them down, because variety brings too much variety of plant antigens and other molecules from piss and poop, bacteria, yeast, other organisms that get into your body and say, this is the place to be. It's a high sugar environment. I've got plenty of fuel for my survival. But at the same time, you may be damaging your survival. Your fitness. These concepts are unique and different than we have thought they are. A plant-based diet is what is pushed by many in the healthcare profession, thinking that a variety of colors and shapes and sizes and whole and organic are the best, but in fact, it may be the opposite. It may be what we're really missing is we're not consuming the animal fat, the natural fat, not coconut, not olive oil, not seed oils, but real nature's fat. Interesting. Plant-based oils oxidize and harden when exposed to air, oxygen, and likely or part of the damage in our body is that we are suffering. And the modern food industry and marketing industry is telling us basically the more you eat healthy food, the healthier you'll be. And the more you run around, the healthier you'll be. But in fact, that probably is not true. My bet is get up and move, go slow, enjoy the day, go for a walk. Smell the roses. Observe the flowers. See the variety of life. Breath and smile in this day and every day. Enjoy your day. Less water, less food. More positive, upbeat, kind, generous, loving thoughts. Look in that mirror this day and remember you are the miracle. And we all will die. In the meantime, let's do something that we enjoy. Write, read, share. Get rid of the alcohol, the drugs, the tobacco, the craziness. Slow it down. Aging is part of nature. We know that. But we can shift and change the advanced glycation end products in our body by reducing the amount of fuel we put into our gut, which will allow our body to burn the fat we carry, the excess fat we carry. And as you learn intermittent feeding once a day or less, and make it before you go to bed. That's the best time. Get rid of the salads, the fruits, the fiber, the vegetables, the things that actually ferment in your gut and make gas and heat, aldehydes and alcohol, and are dangerous to you. A beautiful fatty steak, ribeye, eat the fat, a bone marrow, add the butter, add the really rich Mulden sea salt or some salt. That's good salt. Drink a little bit of water with your meal, but a lot less. Remember, I bet our body requires a lot less water. We are diluting our enzymes. There are actually diseases that are caused by excess fluids. Reduce them. Imagine your beautiful Ferrari, Porsche, Bentley, Lamborghini, Ford, Chevy, whatever it is. Remember, you are the most valuable thing in the universe, and you are in charge of what you purchase, place in your food bag, cart home, in the car, at the restaurant. You're responsible for what you put in your mouth, no one else. Alcohol is not good for us. Sips and enjoyment here and there at best, but remember, ultimately, alcohol is a toxin to our body, a neurotoxin. It changes everything about the flow and function of your cells. And remember, we're likely creating about 3 grams of alcohol a day through fermentation in the gut of a high carbohydrate diet. Remember, fruits, fiber, vegetables basically are covered with piss and poop and bacteria and yeast and organisms that want to get into you, and alcohol and aldehydes. In truth, there are little chemicals or toxins due to pesticides on the food you eat, and likely the real culprit is what you don't even think. Glucose. And your liver cannot keep up with the amount of glucose you put in your body. And I bet the liver is really the only cell site for insulin. The pancreas and all the gastrointestinal blood flow goes directly to the liver in order to convert the amino acids and the simple sugars into fat, because if your body cannot make fat, you will die. Fat production is key. And it turns out if you eat a high fat diet, low protein, near zero to zero carbs, that is likely the fittest fuel for the Ferrari. Advanced glycation end products cause heart disease, diabetes, cancer, stroke, kidney failure, gastrointestinal disorders. We'll go down the list, and it is likely the culprit, along with excessive plant antigens or other antigens from other organisms that get into your body and elicit an immunologic reaction response that is deadly, damaging, distorting. It doesn't make sense to add all the antioxidants and potions to prevent the inflammation that actually you've caused because you've added a high glucose, high advanced glycation end product producing foods and fluids. Get rid of drinking all the soda, the diet, the regular sugar drinks, the energy drinks, a little bit of coffee or tea with full cream, high fat, or beautiful, full organic grass-fed butter. Grass-fed is better because that's nature's food for those animals, not high grains, not soy, sorghum, or even candy, which I'm finding is given to the cattle and other animals that we consume. And even the fish are fed the grains, and that is not their natural food. And when you eat lean fillet of fish, you're eating a lot of protein, and a lot of protein is like a lot of sugar. It causes the damage and disease. Eat less. More fat. Fittest fuel. Reduces advanced glycation, which causes the diseases we all treat with all those great miracle drugs, and we manage your disease until the day you die. But maybe you should manage your life in a better way by learning something opposite than we all are teaching. It really is an interesting and opposite concept. Look up advanced glycation. Look up glucosamine, a lysine arginine protein cross-linking, AGE, which is derived from D-glucose. It's irreversible bonding to make inter and intramolecular collagen bonds or crosslinks within the extracellular and intracellular structure of the body, in particular the eyes, and this may lead to all of our eye diseases. And all of us have been eating a high carbohydrate, high protein diet, low fat for years. This is all you can buy at the market. It's all products which are boxed or bagged and made from micronized flour, seeds, nuts, or other plant material. Interesting enough, seeds and nuts are simply carbs, fruits and vegetables, simply carbs. And these things called net zero carbs probably are not true. They too are high in sugar because they are sugar. Even lettuce, that where people believe it's mostly water, aren't we fooled? It's mostly sugar, a little bit of water. It's fuel for your body, and it causes advanced glycation through hyperglycemia. Yes, we're driven to eat carbs and proteins via opiate receptors that want us to get that because that is survival in a land where you did not grow your food, you did not raise your livestock. You hunted and gathered, and when you found something, you feasted on it, and you were lucky enough if you survived and lived another day, another week, another month, another year. But obviously here we are, abundantly growing and living. In our human nature, fighting, feasting, reproducing, creating, growing, sharing, making, wanting, needing. At the end of the day, lots of air, a little bit of water, and a lot less food. And visualize the beauty and perfection of each and every day. As we're learning new and different ideas, how to not manage our diseases, but eliminate them. That's right. Eliminate the diseases that are caused by simply the excessive foods that we call healthy. They are not. Make it simple, easy, narrow the arrow. Will hit the target every time. That means narrow the amount and types of food you eat. That is Ferrari fuel. You do not stop at every Tom, Dick, and Harry station to get the fuel and use the low lead or ethanol or sugar-based. You put supercharged nuclear fuel, high octane, into that tank. You must feed your mind, your body, your life in the same way. Simple as that. I'm learning as I'm reading and sharing and listening and watching and living, for I too who changed what I put into the Ferrari. We are more like lions than lambs, pigs, or cows. Lean and strong like a lion and eagle. Those are the symbols of strength and power in life. You are the power symbol in life. You are. This and every day, start the day. Thank you, God, for the day. The superpower of life is in you. You are the Godhead, the believer in everything, or the disbeliever in something that's a belief. And that which you put in your mind and your body vibrates and creates you. Yes, we've all made mistakes, and mistakes are the nature of life. Do not look back. Always look forward. But live in the moment of the day, like the little shepherd boy and the alchemist on a journey. Paulo Coelho. Or in Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl. How you think creates how you live. And remember, yesterday is gone. And tomorrow is the dream. Today is the present moment, that gift of life. And yes, we speak of science and faith and art and creativity. We go through the gamut. As you're walking, driving, flying in your day through your life, remember to hold love and gratitude for all the relationships ever, all the experiences ever. You're growing and learning in this day. Age. We are aging. We are growing older every day. Yet I always turn it around and say, younger every day. Like an infant, a toddler, a child, the troubles of the world are not really considered. And then you gain the troubles of the world in your teens and adulthood. And then as we experience and realize that none of them are really that important, that critical, we think more like a child in our older age. So, in fact, we are younger every day in realizing to sing and dance and smell the flowers, the roses, visualize and paint, and enjoy. You're responsible for your thoughts, your life, your body, your mind. Read, listen to something new and different and opposite in your day and realize that we're all on this same journey. It doesn't matter your politics, your religion, your size, your shape, your health status. These are all the varieties of the human experience that we are meant to have. Enjoy this day, Dr. Rob Kiltz. Check out Mind, Body, Smile. Share your thoughts, creative ideas. God bless.